Oh, wait. I guess that worked. I just unplugged the speaker or the. So we're just recording off of the microphone from the computer. Does it sound okay?
Yeah. I think so.
All right, I have no way because I got a new phone now to plug in my phone to make music. So I have no music of any kind. You're on your thing. We don't have an old iPod.
Okay, here.
So that's all right. We're good.
Just, I don't
a slight me. Echo. That's probably because we're just in the room.
I had my phone on.
Oh, is there still an echo right now, Mike? No, I did not get an iPhone. I got a new Samsung Galaxy S22, and it has no headphone jack in it. And had I known that, I probably would not have gotten it.
Mm-hmm. But who's here with us? Roadie Boss, Brian the Lion.
I don't like...
Who else is that? Joshy? Oh, Joshy.
I don't like not being able to hear.
I kiss Joshy's face.
Joshy?
Yeah.
There's Joshy. Okay, we're here, everyone. I hope that you can hear us.
It's like weird flatjack. What is that?
The phone, I'm thinking.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
All the cool kids are here.
Welcome,
there's
welcome, welcome.
Jason, Brian the Lion, Classy Little Cupcake.
I had a song.
J-Baby, she said she's coming.
I had a song I wanted to play as our lead-in, so I'll just play it like this. So. I'm assuming that's where the microphone's at. Oh, no, it's over here. No, that's something else. I don't have any idea.
Just turn it up. They will hear it. They will hear it. They will hear it.
We're glad to be back.
Oh, my goodness. Now we've missed you all.
Ouch, this table. Uh-huh. This is the first time we've sat at it.
All right.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Where is Brian? Oh, yes. We've missed
There's J-Baby.
You guys so much. J-Baby. This is exciting, you guys. We need to hang out. Get together. Hug each other.
Hug each other with our fronts.
Yeah,
the old man is even here.
What? This is crazy.
You can chat. It doesn't sound horrible. It doesn't sound great, but... We've been all the computer equipment and the sound equipment has just been stuffed in the corner since we've got here. It has been an incredible time of moving and life-changing stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start.
Very fine house.
Welcome all of you to our new home.
Yeah.
I need a better chair.
Welcome to the new swallow nest.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. Very, very sweet. We got so much to tell you. I don't even know where to start.
Yes. But we're not the only ones. I mean, like...
Everyone has so much going on. J-Baby has so much going on.
Josie
has so much going on.
Josie cut her finger off almost.
I know. I saw that.
She wants to be nine-finger Josie. We've missed you guys, too, terribly. We've been neglectful and busy.
Oh, God, overwhelmed.
It's just been really hard this last, we closed on the house in May.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I have been here since May.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the
first. What month is it? September?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
May, June, July, and August. So we've had the house 4 months. And, we got the first, 2 weeks to ourselves. And then Patrick moved in.
Yeah.
And then after a month after that, your parents moved in.
Right.
And we haven't had a moment to ourselves since. It's been pretty overwhelming.
Intense. It's been very, very, very intense.
And I don't think I'm logged into anything here. And so as you guys, I'm sure lots of you know, there's a lot to do, whether you buy a new home or you're renting a new home or you're just moving in general. There's so much to do.
Man. We had no idea. We had no idea about so many things.
We had a little idea.
No, we had no idea how much shit we had in our house that we lived in for 20 years.
Well, that is true.
We had no idea. It was incredible.
We did have a lot.
The amount of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
We had in that house.
Yeah.
Because that house was smaller than this house, and all of our stuff from that house filled up this entire house.
It just filled it right up.
So we had everything packed in everywhere.
Yeah. I had no idea, because we have a lot of stuff, and we got more room.
Yeah, Heather was there, and it did just keep going and going and going.
Moving is the worst.
We had the biggest garage sale ever, which was amazing.
Roadie Boss gets it. I mean, you guys moved,
they moved
3,000 miles.
Yep. They moved all the way across the country.
I'm packed in here.
Yeah, you are. Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere, actually.
You can't get away from me.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, we packed up all of our hundreds of pounds of shit and moved it across town into this beautiful, beautiful house we have. It's absolutely amazing. We can't even tell you. Can't wait to have a party. We were trying to shoot for a housewarming party for August, but that did not happen.
No.
Because, yeah, we're just working so much. Working at the store so much here. It's crazy. Trying to find places. Yeah, August of next year, Classy. That's exactly right. That's hilarious. But
that's what we'll it feels see. Like.
Everyone is like, are you having a Halloween party? Are you having a Halloween party? And I just don't think so because I don't know, man. Birthday party? I know Sean's birthday is already coming past.
Coming
we freaking missed our 20th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
We missed that happened it. In July.
20 years, you and me.
Yeah. Married.
Like married, not like just
not
hanging
just
out.
Not just hanging out.
But like doing the whole married thing.
Yeah. That's fun.
That was fun. Look at us go.
Look at us, overachievers.
Yeah. But it's tough. And then as a lot of you guys know, we also have invited Shayna's parents to live with us. And that has also been tough.
It's interesting, right? Like how long do you have to live with someone before it ever begins to feel kind of normal?
Yeah, we told you, man.
Thank you, the old man. Thank
60
you.
60 days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There's only been 60 days that they've been here. It's only been a few months that we've been here.
Yeah. And then you got to find room for everybody, too, because the coexisting, commingling is not fun.
It is something else. I'll tell you what. I think it'll be okay. We'll see as it plays out as we go on. But our house is amazing. And we actually got one.
We got a nice one.
Yeah.
It's not far. Aurora's, we're in a great neighborhood. That's the best part, is that we're in this super uppy kind of upper scale neighborhood. It's very nice. Everyone takes care of their place. And it's so quiet. For those of you who have been to our old house, there was traffic nonstop. It was just zoom, 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 50 miles an hour outside the house constantly. School buses, ambulance, cop cars. There was cops up and down our street when we lived in Littleton every single day. And now, I don't see any traffic. We have barely any cars that drive by. They're sitting right underneath it. Hardly no cars drive by on our street. It's very quiet. It's dark. And I have yet to see a police car in this neighborhood.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then literally in Littleton, we saw Jefferson County Sheriff every day. Now, we don't know what's happened with the new house.
Uh-uh.
Marlon
we'll
said
see
they
Marlon
put up a
tomorrow.
Sign. Yeah, we're going to see Marlon tomorrow. We're going to go boating, floating. We're going to go getting wet at the lake tomorrow. It's lake day tomorrow.
Oh, man. It's chilly in our new house because we have air conditioning.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
Yep,
working. It's great. The Green-Eyed Dragon. Everybody misses him.
Yeah, Marlon's going to come and go to Cherry Creek Reservoir with us tomorrow.
Yep.
So feel free to join us.
Yep. Yes, come and join us. We're going to just hang out at the swim beach and just soak in the water and just get some sun and do nothing. Because, let's see.
It is true, J-Baby, because when you tell people, oh, we moved to Aurora, they get a look on their face like, oh, like pity, like, oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
You poor thing. And it's really not.
It's really nice.
It's really gorgeous.
It's really nice.
It's trying to get it. I mean, right now, you wouldn't believe where we're sitting. We're buried under milk crates, and I just can't even get my sound equipment to work. I haven't even plugged in the PA until today.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had a chance, so.
Yeah, it's been so much work.
I got to spend some time with this little computer.
I was just trying to think of the timeline, right? So we spent the last several months before we bought the house trying to get a house.
Yep. Well, so
right?
We started.
Because it came out of Christmas. Well, we started last year.
And like right before my birthday or after it?
After.
Yeah.
Last year, we started right after your birthday. And then we took some time to do that while we had to pack the house, which took an incredibly long time. And then Christmas came. And of course, that's our busiest season. And so we were super slammed for Christmas. Then we came out of Christmas and it was hardcore
house hunting.
Yeah.
We were every weekend.
Yeah.
2 days we were off. We were looking at houses
and even after work and stuff like that. And we did that all through the super cold weather.
Yeah.
Then just by the grace of God, we landed this big, beautiful house.
That was in April.
Yeah. That was in April. And then
we closed in May.
Yep. And started moving in. And then we painted the house. Then we had to do a bathroom remodel. Oh, then we had the snowstorm, which broke our trees at our new house.
Yeah.
So then you have to like take care of the trees and have people come in and do tree removal.
It fell on our new neighbor's house.
Yep. Oh, he's
and then
super
carpet.
Nice. Yep.
And then we did carpet all through the basement.
Yep.
And then we got moved in and we had a complete sewer overflow.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yep.
That was super fun.
Yeah. And then
your parents
then
moved in.
My parents moved in. And then your leg
and
went out.
And then the cat. Oh, my God. The cat's classy. So you want to give a little backstory on the cats?
What about the owner?
Okay, so
yeah.
we found out from the
hold
previous.
On. Before we do this, we gotta have a cheers, bitches.
Oh, let's have a cheers, bitches.
Come on.
Cheers, bitches.
Cheers, bitches. Hope you all have something to drink, toast up
it's
with us.
Saturday.
So glad to be back together on this happy, happy day.
Happy Saturday night. Midge, I'm so glad that you're here
Midge,
with us.
Midge, yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. Cheers, bitches.
Mm. Brian the Lion, I'd love to do a whiskey tasting with you.
Yeah.
Come over and drink some whiskey with us.
Come out and hang out at our beautiful place.
Sanua Kumar, thanks for joining us. So, you know, when you're buying a house, this is the first house that we've ever bought. We've always rented, and you never know. You never know what you're moving into. You know, you never know what you're visiting,
you don't know
what you're renting, or
did
the people
there before you.
You know, you when you rent a house, they tell you, oh, well, the people before here, you know, they did this or whatever. But so when we met the new owners here, they finally disclosed to us during the closing. He asked me, do you like animals? And I said, well, not particularly. I mean, they're okay. But if you're asking me to watch your dog or something, no, I don't like animals. And he says, well, we fed the neighborhood cats. So it turns out here in Aurora that the standard practice is on feral cats, since there are a lot of them, is the city suggests and recommends that you trap the cat, you then bring it into the city, and they at no cost will spay and or neuter the cat. Then they will call you, you come and retrieve the cat, and then return it to the neighborhood.
To the wild.
Back to wild. You just set it right loose back outside your house. And the theory on this is that if you just kill the cat, a new cat will just move in and start
impregnating
all the cats, or getting pregnant and having cats. Whereas if you fix the cat and reintroduce it back to the neighborhood, it will decrease the population because it will stay in its social hierarchy or whatever the hell it is in the neighborhood. Well, this guy made sure his house was the sanctuary for all animals in the neighborhood, to the point where he let them live under the porch because we have a giant front porch.
Yep, and he let them have big little kittens.
Kittens. He kept the garage door open for them in the wintertime about 6 inches so that they could come in and out and sleep in the garage. And he kept food, and he put a can of tuna on the front porch 3 times a day.
Yeah, and really good cat food.
And then kept cat food on the front porch. So not only was there cats, there's raccoons.
Oh, yeah. He really liked the raccoons and the baby raccoons.
He thought they were cute.
He really loved them a lot. Well, we learned a lot more about those raccoons after we moved in. We learned from our neighbor, our new neighbor. He said the raccoons moved into his attic.
Mm-hmm.
The raccoons and the babies just totally infested his attic.
Yeah.
And it cost him a lot of money to get him out.
Yep, a couple grand.
But the owner of this house would never do anything to mitigate any of the pests. Not the feral cats, not the raccoons, not the wasps.
Not the wasps, not even the weeds.
Mm-mm, not even the weeds.
So I haven't seen any skunks here, and old man, I have not seen any mice either.
Or skunks.
Or skunks, or rats, because like in Littleton we had rats. Yeah. I have not seen one rat since we've lived here.
Even mice.
But I did.
Just what is good with the cats.
I did wake up in the middle of the night to 2 cats fighting on our front porch. So that wasn't all that cool. I go running out there. He's on my camera. I'm all naked, like it mattered. Screaming at the cats.
It was great. I watched him on the camera. It was so funny.
I don't know.
Running down the driveway, flailing his arms. Those cats don't know which way to go.
The cats are freaked out.
Hilarious.
Because it's like this has been their sanctuary. This has been their safe place for years and years. Those people lived here 19 years. Well, I don't want any cats hanging out on my front porch. And so whenever I see them on the property, I don't throw stuff at them.
No.
I don't try to be mean to them, but I do scare them or yell at them or run towards them, flail in my arms, because I don't want them thinking that they're welcome.
They're living here.
And they're going to be able, we blocked off the front porch.
Underneath. You know,
because around it, there was nothing to keep anything from getting under there. So, not just Shayna's allergies, too. Everyone in the house, except for me, is allergic to cats. Patrick's allergic, both Shayna's parents and Shayna. And so we can't have them getting up on our furniture. You know, we have furniture on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be an interesting winter. We'll see. Assuming they're cats. They'll get the picture. They'll swing around, see if there's food. There's never going to be food.
Yeah, so then they'll just stop.
They'll just stop swinging around.
Yeah.
They're smart. It's a waste of time.
Yeah. Although we did see a male cat the other day that came perusing on the porch.
Yeah.
And he had balls hanging.
He did have balls, which means he's out there spreading his little cat seed everywhere.
Trying to get all the pussy he can.
All the pussy he can.
That's hilarious.
I would shoot him in his little nuts with one of those salt guns. Just give him a little.
Ooh, that would sting. Give him a little scare.
That'd scare. It would sting like a son of a bitch. For sure.
Let's see. So there's the
cat thing, which is not the worst.
No, it's not the worst. And then Sean's poor leg.
Oh, I had my short leg gave out on me.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah. So that took me down. Ooh, airsoft. Yeah, but how does it look me standing on the front porch with an airsoft rifle? It could look weird from a distance.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
It would look
we are still in Aurora. I mean, old man, I know you're in Washington somewhere. Or Portland. You're somewhere. But painted orange? Not if I'm naked? No, that's a good point. I do miss being naked in the house. That is one thing, having other people in the house, is it's like, for me, I just never wore clothes at home. You know what I mean? We just never did.
Yeah.
And so now there's sneakers.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden someone can pop out around the corner and be like, "Ah, you ain't got your wiener out, huh?"
That would be hilarious.
Well, I'm just,
I keep telling you, you're going to get busted.
She's going to be the one busted.
Uh-huh. It's so... wiener's afoot. That's right. It is. It is.
That's true. When Classy moved into the house, that also stopped me from making coffee in the nude.
Yeah, a little bit. That's hilarious.
But I do love the air conditioning.
Yeah, it's except really in our nice. Room
is hot. But we have the smallest
room. We have the smallest room.
How do we have the smallest room and it's the hottest?
And we're the furthest away.
Probably because we're in it.
Yeah.
If we weren't in the room, it'd be cooler.
Yeah.
But we're hot body.
That's right.
We make a lot of heat in it.
Hot, sweaty sex.
We do sexy.
Yeah.
Right there. And I swear, the other night we were getting it on. I was giving Shane a couple of good love smacks, you know, because she's been naughty. And the hall light flicks on. Flick. And you see the little dark feet print outside
under
the door.
Under the door.
Like a horror movie. Like, so just standing there. I thought, oh, my God.
But if you go on the porch, you can actually hear everything.
Oh, yeah. Because our bedroom is, like, right on the front porch.
Uh-huh. It's right on the front porch. But it is great because we have this beautiful big driveway. And we face out to the backyards of the other houses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually not bad. The backyard is little, and I don't hate it.
We have no grass.
Our other backyard was huge.
Yeah, nothing to mow.
Yeah, that's really nice.
It is nice.
I'm going to put some AstroTurf out there.
Oh, yeah.
That way I don't ever have to mow it again.
Putt-putt.
We have this big, beautiful garden out front. So I'll rework that in the next coming years. It's crazy, though, you guys. I can't wait for you to come and see it.
Even you, old man.
That's right. Come on. Bring it on. Absolutely.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I want Jason and Mike to come. And Classy's been here, but I want her to come.
Again. Like, we need to have a dinner.
Jay, baby.
A hangout dinner. Yep.
Yeah. Steve.
Absolutely.
And I feel like the one thing is in my brain, I think, well, people, you know, it's far. But it's not.
It's not far.
It's 16 miles.
Yeah.
That's not far at all.
Mm-mm. It's not that bad. It's pretty nice.
Josh.
It's a nice
Josh
drive.
Is here. Roadie boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sat on the front porch and watched the Avalanche win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that was fun.
We brought a TV right out there.
Yeah, old man will have to fly out and see the store and the house. See, yeah. He has to come. Yep.
Yeah, well, we might be closer
to Brian. I'm sure we are closer to Brian than
probably.
Before.
We're further east.
We're closer to a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, that we were far away from.
There's way more restaurants out here.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many different...
Yep, Midge, we're closer to Midge.
Different
we're
places to eat. We don't know where to eat. We're still just eating Taco Bell and shit. I'm going to eat in that Cuban restaurant someday.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to that Salvadorian restaurant.
There's so many
I don't know what they eat in Salvadoria, but I'm going to go there. And eat one of their deals.
Eat one of their deals.
They gotta have meat, right?
You would think so.
I'm gonna go to that Indian restaurant and get a nice steak.
I don't know if they have that.
I think so.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I need something to drink. I'm not happy with all of this.
All right. Well, what would you like, sir?
It's watered down Pepsi.
There's this water.
7-Eleven Pepsi. Whiskey. We've got some vodkas. But there is a... That's the one thing about being out here. Not as many Walmarts.
Nope. Way more Targets.
Lots of restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of head shops.
Everything is far.
Everything's not far.
No, I mean, like, the Walmart is far from us.
The Walmart is far.
But it was far from us at the other house, too.
That's true.
The King Super is still relatively close.
Scotch is close, and we have found a liquor store that is cheap, and we do enjoy it. And he's always playing this great jazz music.
Yeah, it's so funny, man. It's like way... It's just like...
They must have great jazz in Ethiopia, because that's all he plays is jazz.
It's true.
And it's awesome. And it's cheap.
Yeah, it's the cheapest liquor store around.
Yeah. This is good stuff. Mm-mm. Ethiopia, that's where they say the Ark of the Covenant is probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's where it got smuggled out to Ethiopia.
Well, that's interesting to know.
Yeah, someday maybe. Huh. Scotch and jazz. Oh, you're talking to man who throw in a cigar or a big blunt?
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm in heaven. Oh, speaking of heaven, we... I don't know, Classy, have you told Classy about our adventure?
No.
Because she's the only one you kind of still chit-chat with when you find time.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, Anna. We stumbled into this little Italian place called Heroes Adventure, yes. And it was on a Monday afternoon. We were at home all day, And I can't even tell you how much granny do's that we've had to do lately. We get up and we're like, oh, today we're going to relax. And then all of a sudden there's that little knock. Hey, guys. And it's granny do time. But last Monday we took a little nap. And then it was about 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that. And Shayna said, let's go to that little bar in the neighborhood over
there. I needed to go so bad.
We need to get out of
here. We've not done anything fun. Mm-mm. All we've done is move into this house and deal with the people in this house and go to work.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all we've done. And then Sean hurt his leg, and then his dad had a heart attack, so we had to go there and do that.
My dad had a heart attack.
And I just want to fall down. I'm so exhausted.
So then
we've done nothing fun.
Monday, she's like, let's get out of here and go to this little bar. So we roll up to the little bar, and not only is it an awesome little place, it's got good food, great green chili, but they do karaoke on Monday nights at 7 p.m.
Yep.
Who does karaoke at 7 p.m.? That's fucking awesome.
It was amazing.
It was awesome.
Because we're sitting there and he's like, I don't know what she's doing. I said, well, it's either karaoke or it's trivia. She's setting up for something.
Mm-hmm.
And the bartender says, it's karaoke. It starts at 7, which was in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes.
And Sean looks at me with the cutest little look on his face and just says, can we stay? I was like, of course we could stay. How mean would I have been if I had said, no.
No, we're leaving.
Ah, you get nothing.
And so I got to sing like 4 songs.
Yeah,
it was called Heroes, Midge. It's right by this little store also called Fruit Shack.
That place is amazing.
And they have like locally sourced meats, lamb, chicken, pork, and beef. And it is expensive, but it is really good.
Man, is it good.
And they also have locally grown vegetables
mm-hmm.
that are fresh farm to store, you know, literally.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a farmer's market every single day in there.
Yep.
And they make jellies and they make salsas and pickles and pickle all kinds of stuff.
Juices.
Yeah, it's a freaking nice place.
And they have the best breakfast burritos.
And then all summer on the third weekend, they do a car show. And we're talking this place is like maybe 2 miles from our house. Maybe 2 miles from the house. This is really awesome. Midge, you want to come do karaoke sometime?
We'll let you know. Meet us there.
Monday. Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm already working on my list. I listened to a podcast the other day, and they were saying, they were talking about the best karaoke songs. Their songs were horrible.
Really?
Well, one guy picked... Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Of course.
Okay. I mean, that's a great karaoke song.
Everyone knows the words.
Well, and it's a song that's meant to be sung by a crowd.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a crowd singing it in the song.
Right.
Right. The girl picked like Celine Dion. I can't coming back to you.
I don't know any of her songs.
Can't come back to you.
I don't know. What?
It was that one. And I thought, that no one have I ever been to karaoke and seen someone do a Celine Dion song.
Uh-uh.
And then the third host of the podcast, who is the one I would throw off the show for this recommendation, said Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Oh my God.
That song.
I don't ever want to hear that song.
I don't even want to try to remember it, but I can hear it.
So many times.
That song from that movie.
Yeah.
Rose is Born.
I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that. And I was like, what city or world are you people living in? And what bars are you going to where people are singing Celine Dion?
Yeah, right. That does seem crazy.
I have never been to a bar, you know. I've heard Jolene a lot by Drunk Women. Jolene. Jolene.
That was pretty good.
They sounded young, old man. They kind of sounded like probably millennials, yeah. You know, mid, late 20s, early 30-ish, stupid. I mean, not directly. They sounded stupid.
Yeah.
Not people in that age group. Everyone in that age group. That's what they said about us Gen Xers.
Yeah.
And they were right. A bunch of us were stupid.
That's funny.
I was standing in the liquor store yesterday, and I'm wearing shorts and a tank top because it's hot as shit. And I hear this kid behind me who's probably 22 or 23 years old. And he's talking to me with my back to him. And he says, man, people always tell me I'm so young that when I get older, my tattoos are going to look stupid. But you look pretty fucking cool, man. And I looked at him and I don't even know what I said. I can't even remember what I, thanks, man, or something like that. Your tattoos are good too, or something. But they were not. They're stupid. And I should have said to him, your tattoos are stupid. They're
you
right.
Are gonna look stupid.
You're going to look stupid. But I thought about it later today, and the best response I could have gone with was, oh, I was cool before I got tattooed. Yeah. That's the problem you're having.
That's funny.
I just was like, huh.
That is funny.
If I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't get tattooed.
Yep.
But I don't. Yeah. So I'm here.
That is the problem that he was having. He was not cool to begin with.
Yeah. That's the problem you're having. Exactly. It's not, was it? They weren't talking about your tattoos. It's you that is going to be stupid when you get old. Tattoos or not.
Yeah, right. That's funny. We were talking the other day how we were missing Classy Little Cupcake and Jethro.
Jethro.
Sherlock.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about how we're missing everybody.
Everybody, man. We're missing everybody so bad. We need some human interaction. Yep. So bad.
Yeah. Because, well, not, and not people that need us to tell them where the Christmas stuff is.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean? That's the one thing is there's a lot of human interaction. I still see fans, you know, weekly at the Christmas store, but they all need something. Oh my God, are you Sean from the radio? Yeah, I'm great. Well, where would I find these set of lights and how would I use them? I mean, if I had this tree, how would you light it?
With a cord.
Yeah, with a flamethrower.
It's incredible, you guys. It is absolutely incredible. We haven't gone camping.
We have not even popped up our camper. That's why tomorrow we're going to Cherry Creek. I'm sorry, banging on the table. We're going to Cherry Creek Reservoir. And we're going to hang out. We're taking the kayak and the life jacket and the sunscreen, and we're going to float, and we're going to get in and out of the water. You're going to do more out of the water on a chair and a blanket, getting sun.
I'm going to get sun.
You know what I mean? And I kind of want to make a giant pitcher of Long Island iced teas.
I know that we've done that before, and that was real good.
They are so yummy over ice.
Mm-hmm.
Marlin's going to come out with us.
Mm-hmm. The Green-Eyed Dragon.
The Green-Eyed Dragon's going to be there.
If you're available, you guys should come.
Just hit us up. I think we're going to try to go to the east. I've never been to Cherry Creek Reservoir, nope. So I don't even know. One time I rode my bike through it, but other than that, I don't really know. How to orient
about it.
The beaches or where to launch our little kayak from.
Oh, you must have had one of these earlier.
No, it fell out. It's in the back. It's in the back, right? It's fallen out of the ice. I'm not one shot ahead of you.
Usually you are.
No, I'm not. Gosh, that was rude.
Rude.
How has everyone else's summer been? Anyone do anything exciting?
Well, J-Baby started a business. We know that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The glow hole.
Yeah. Classy Little Cupcakes got herself a bow.
Oh, that's right. The bow hole.
She's getting humped regularly. That guitar case is way sad.
Oh, J-Baby got married. When I read that, I thought, Classy got married? No, you got married. Yeah. I'm sure she's not neglecting her guitar case. She's still,
if he's the right guy, he's using it with her.
She's a musician. She likes her instruments. I hope the store is going really well, J-Baby. Oh, it's barely been opened.
Yeah, see?
You going to be able to run that store with 9 fingers? Today was amazing. Was it busy? Oh, I bet Saturday is in the mall. Yeah. Awesome. I bet that's fun. The busy season, holiday weekend. Oh, right. Yeah, fun. See, I think it's the opposite for Christmas on the holiday weekend.
Really? Because we had a super busy day today.
Oh, right. You did. Did
yeah. A lot of money. We made a lot of money today. I put out a lot of fires. I could be a firefighter.
No.
I'm like a fireman. I put out all the fires.
As long as there's, like, not a real fire.
I could put it out.
No, no.
I could, too.
You can't. You couldn't control that much hose.
You know, don't tell me how much hose I can control. You've seen me in action.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you it's going to be super busy tomorrow out there. Maybe they'll come in. You wouldn't believe it. We sold like 3 Christmas trees today at $3,000 a piece.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is insane.
Crazy.
I'm so ready to have a break.
Yep. Yeah, see?
Jason, man, we're busy, so busy doing shit.
You'd sleep with me if he's a fireman. Right. That's right.
And they're going to the theater and they're eating out the crazy Jason, meals. Mikey, yeah, man. And they're seeing dancing and singing.
They're having so much fun.
They're doing a lot of fun stuff that makes me wish I was doing less of the stuff that I'm doing.
And more fun stuff.
And more fun stuff.
We've not done enough fun stuff.
No fun stuff.
And that's all we used to do.
It's all we used to do. But I will tell you, Jason, I cannot express how horrible it would have been to buy that house next door to you. And that has nothing to do with you. But even after co-mingling in this house that's twice the size of that house, I would have moved out into the camper in the first 60 days.
Yep.
We'd have been over at your guys' house in your spare room. And if you didn't have one, we'd be in your massage chair.
Mm-hmm.
Taking turns.
Yep.
It has been something moving in and living with people like this. You know, I would love to have still been in Sheridan. If it would have just been Shane and I, it would have been great. But to do this with her parents at that house would have been.
And Patrick. Mm-hmm.
At least Patrick is, like, doing his own thing a lot, so he's not here a lot. But he's still here and leaving a mess.
Well, he lives here. That's what you do in your house, right?
And we could have hung out at Jason and Mike's all naked all the time.
All the time.
See?
Uh-huh. Yep, we could have. We're still going to do that.
Yeah, we're still going to go over there and pay in the massage chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I don't know, you guys.
We want you guys to all come and see it, for sure. Even Tom Barrett.
Uh-huh.
I think he's running for Congress.
Oh, very fun.
Tom Barrett is.
Uh-huh.
The massage chair is leather, so you stick to it. Yeah?
That's all right.
I'm made out of leather.
Cheers, bitches.
Cheers, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Tom Baudet.
Oh.
I think he's the congressman.
Oh.
Cheers,
clink,
bitches.
Clink. Cheers, clankety, bitches. Clankety.
I don't know if you've all seen a picture of Classy's little patio.
But it looks amazing.
But Classy herself has done some moving and has a great little place. And she has put up some amazing lights. And I bet everyone at the pool just looked right up at you. Now it's probably closed, huh? Oh, this is last weekend for pools. Yes, Jason's has been on her patio, he says. As a naked fireman. Oh, we lost Tom Baudet. That's all right. I wasn't going to vote for him anyways. Election years. This off year. Always fun. Oh, yeah. Did your pool ever actually open, Classy? Great question, J-Baby. That was kind of a weird deal.
Open for 2 days.
It's open, but it closes on Monday.
That's funny.
Yeah. We'd have to get a front yard pool if we got a pool.
Yeah, it's more sunny in the front.
Did everybody get a chance to go on Facebook and see my really disgusting tooth I had ripped out of my head?
It was gross.
Turns out it was a canine tooth. It wasn't even mine. Don't even know how it got there. He was confused as hell. So how'd you get a dog tooth in your mouth? I said, hey, how did I get anything?
How do you get anything in your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, put it in.
Yeah, it was rough. I went ahead and pulled it down. Some people were disturbed.
It was gross.
It was.
I was the people who was disturbed.
Yeah, it was
by Shana. The grossness of it all.
And she felt like it just.
It was gross. And it grossed me out every time I found it and looked at it. It's like, ew, this is gross.
I just felt my big hole with my tongue. And that's what I was wondering, because my tongue hole. I didn't get a dry socket. Dry socket.
No, man. Well, it's really hard not to.
Mitch, I've removed it so no one has to be exposed to
it. It was gross.
High grossness.
Everyone can be grossed out. When he put it on, I said, what is that all about? This is gross.
That tooth is rough. I want to get it golded. I was talking to someone yesterday, and I said, who is it? I was talking to your sister when she was here. And I said, there's got to be somewhere here in Aurora that I can take that tooth and have it dipped in gold. I mean, we've got to be in, like, the grill capital of the city.
We haven't seen any grills, but we're...
Are grills gone? Are those gone?
We're maybe they're south.
Out. Maybe grills
maybe
are out.
Maybe they're norther.
They're norther?
Yeah, they're more north.
It's a northern Aurora thing?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'm still thinking, I'm going to go have that. I got to dry it out or something, probably, huh?
I don't know. Maybe fucking clean it. It's gross and disgusting. That's a fucking cavity in it. It's sick. Gross. 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 Well, is that your other blister from the hot glue gun?
Yes, I did. I hit the glue gun twice on my arm today, and it sucked ass.
Yeah, that one really gets hot. It really, really, really gets hot. Oh my gosh, you guys. We don't have our normal setup. We don't have music that we should have.
Nothing. I got no music.
We got nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
But
we're in nice Aurora. Thank you.
We are feel good in
about
nice
it.
Aurora.
I feel really good about it. We drove and looked at the reservoir. Well, we didn't look at it.
Classy's popping DJ's podcast cherry tonight. Ooh-hoo-hoo.
I don't even know what that
I
means.
Know. It could be interpreted a couple different ways.
Wow.
Like, hope you really do pop his cherry.
Well, we want to experience more of what goes on in Aurora.
Mm-hmm,
you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? I want to go to some outdoor concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I know they do some concerts on the park here or concerts in the square or, I don't know, Frisbee in the Quad.
I would do Frisbee in the Quad.
I'm just happy I've got car show and karaoke at Heroes two miles from my house. I can just put my little car over there and drink cold beer. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Southlands. That's a mall. No. Which one's that?
Southlands.
That's C470, right?
I don't know.
That's south. I think that's south because of the name. It's not Northlands.
No, it's, yeah, and I think it's further east than we are. I'm not sure where it is.
It's south. It's an outdoor mall.
Yes, it's an outdoor mall. Selena goes there and gets ice cream or some shit.
What?
Yeah, she goes there. She told me about it. I still don't know where it
is. I'm lactose intolerant.
I know.
Do they have gelato?
Mm-hmm.
I think I can have gelato.
I don't know.
I can eat popsicles.
Yeah, but that's just frozen juice.
Not creamsicles, though.
No. You get no cream in your mouth.
No, the creamy in the mouth. That's no good.
I guess it depends on who you're asking.
Whatever the hell that meant.
Right? Who are you asking? Because it's actually not that bad.
Oh, it's Jason likes cream on his Dartmouth. Oh, on Dartmouth.
That's
on
funny.
On his Dartmouth. Dartmouth.
Well, you guys, we're going to go to Cherry Creek Reservoir tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
If you want to come and hang out with us, come on. We're going to the swim beach.
We're going to the swim beach. I'm going to be wearing a Speedo.
We're
going to
go at 10.
I'm wearing a Speedo.
I don't care.
Good.
I don't care what you wear, Sean. I am not embarrassed by you. Anymore.
Good. I got to try them on.
Oh, Smoky Hill and C470. That's where Classy works by.
Oh,
I will
the
be
clumps.
With the clumps. They're still alive.
Bring them out with some water weenies.
Yeah.
Water noodles. Water wings.
Weenies are better.
Water weenies.
That's right. Water tubes.
Remember those? Those are the things you played with when you were a kid.
Uh-huh.
It was to simulate.
Those water tubes?
It was
you just want to put.
Simulate jacking off.
Yeah.
Oh, good oh, luck yeah. with that, Jay Baby.
Employees, Jay Baby.
Yeah, employees. They're hard
That's
to come by.
That's going
to
be tough. Yes, we've missed all of
we've
you.
We've missed this.
Yes, we have missed
and
this.
I'll get my
and we
shit.
Really needed this hanging out with you guys tonight.
I'll get my setup figured out while we're off.
Oh, yeah. And we'll do it again before.
And my, see, this computer crashed and died on us. And so I wonder if that has something to do with it's just not responding well.
Right.
So maybe we should try that other laptop.
Sure.
And see if it will talk to the board.
Why not?
Because the board is compatible and the board should be talking to the computer, but this computer has a new hard drive in it and I don't know that it's going real good. Yeah, I believe it. That's the hardest part. Employees are a bummer. Shannon will have like 80 of them in the next 60 days.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, by November, Shannon's going to have...
Nine registers and
you'll
like
have
70 employees.
But you'll have, yeah, like 60.
We have anywhere between 60 and 70
and
employees
have,
every year.
I'll have 10 downstairs.
And that means so many more calls for Shayna.
Yep.
Shayna.
Yes, Brian.
Shayna
called 217. Shayna called 220.
Oh
Shayna called 221. Shayna to receiving.
Shayna counter one. Shayna counter three. Shayna, can you come outside,
it's
please?
The best. It's the best. And it is this day call in, like that day.
Or they come to work and they're like, yeah, hi. Like, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I have to leave in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's my. Because I forgot.
My cousin's.
That I had orientation
my cousin's
today.
Bat mitzvah.
And I have to go there.
Yeah.
So is it okay? I mean, I don't care because I'm leaving anyways.
Yeah.
But I just forgot to tell you. Is it even worth me being here? Should I just go now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's just one.
Yeah.
That's just one.
Yeah, right. It's you gets it. That's even harder trying to get them up in the mountain, and then she knows how it is.
Oh yeah,
yeah too. But when there's 30 or 50 people, it's spread out.
It's
but when
worse.
It's only two, then you can be just hyper focused on that one bitch.
You know what the crazy part
yeah.
is like my employees are there literally sometimes just for 6 weeks, which and sometimes they will only work twice a week. You know what I mean? And so it's like they come to work 8 times.
Yep.
And then that's it. It's crazy. It's so crazy. It is so crazy. Although the store does look beautiful and you should come in and check it out because
come get some Christmas.
We've done some amazing displays.
Sean's here.
Absolutely amazing. Well, you're already here.
It's two Sean's in one hole.
Two Sean's. Get in the hole.
Get in the hole, Sean.
Like the Sean in the hole.
Yeah. Christmas is coming, everyone. I'm sure you've done all the math. It's
Halloween is coming first.
274 days.
17 weeks.
I think that we should go to a Halloween party somewhere. Maybe Heroes was going to have one.
Maybe.
Maybe we can all go to Heroes and do karaoke.
But I am in no way, shape, or form prepared.
Oh, we can't have
to have a party this year. But no.
next year
is gonna be epic.
Yeah. Give us a year to settle into the new house and figure out where everything even is gonna go.
And then I can build some stuff and make some props.
Yeah. It's gonna be weird too because in the old neighborhood we never really got trick-or-treaters because of the way our house was oriented into the neighborhood. It was on a major street. Right at the top of the major artery connecting to another major street. So I wouldn't even let my kids go up there. That makes sense.
No.
You know, we're up there by the busy streets. This middle of the neighborhood, we are going to have so many trick-or-treaters.
We're going to have a lot of trick-or-treaters.
Maybe we should just have a few people over on Halloween night.
To scare
and
the
we'll
kids.
All dress up and just scare the shit out of kids in the driveway.
We're
going to put on the werewolf. The pirate ship is already in the front yard. I've got the skeletons. And then if a couple of us dress up like, raw.
Dead pirates?
Yeah.
We could dress up like dead pirates.
We could. We sure could.
That would be fun.
made booze-filled blood bags last year. I have a ton. I bet I have 24 IV bags that are fillable.
Yep. Well, we use those for Christmas.
We use those for Santa's blood.
Because as you grow up and you want to get Santa presents, you got to drink Santa's blood.
If you want to, you must prove you believe.
Because that creepy dude watches you when you're sleeping.
We did it for Jesus. He's not even hanging out.
He's not even hanging out. He's not
even watching us when we sleep. He yeah. does see you when you're good or bad. But he doesn't.
That's one of the best Christmas traditions we started with our children was the Santa blood.
The Santa's blood, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it started out by accident as a joke because we were poor.
We had no money.
And we bought leftover Halloween candy that was vampire blood in an IV bag.
Yep. And I told them it was for Jesus or for Santa.
Put it in their stocking.
And if they wanted presents from Santa, they needed to drink the blood.
Yep.
And now they're 25 and 27 and they're like, where's our Santa blood?
Yeah, where's our Santa blood? Uh-huh. So then we bought reusable IV bags and then we just put booze in it.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
We just put some grenadine right in there. Get a red
Santa's coat. Santa's a drunk. That's why his blood tastes like Jack Daniels.
How do you think he stays warm? Yeah.
I know. How do you think he deals with all those hundreds of elves?
Yeah. And children.
Oh, the elves and children, the two most annoying things.
Yeah.
Not really. Dwarves, because they're gross. But elves. I was mean. Elves I'm sorry. If you're a dwarf and you're listening, I love you.
He really does.
Beautiful. I do.
He absolutely really does.
I have a little people fascination. Even just short adults.
It's true.
It's true.
He gets all giddy. He doesn't know what to say.
Like, it's a jockey. It's a jockey. Maybe yep. I am Santa Claus.
That's why Santa has rosy cheeks.
Nah.
It's because he's always warmed up on the liquor.
Yeah, that's right.
What is it? Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
That's right. It's one of the five food groups of elves.
And
sugar, candy, cotton candy, booze, and
candy.
Syrup.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And those refillable IV bags are cheap.
Yeah.
I got the 24 for just a few bucks on Amazon. And they're really good. They have the little clippy thing.
So you can pinch it off?
Yeah, so you can just suck on it real slow.
All in one sitting?
No, you can just drip it literally in your butthole.
Ooh, don't do that. That's dangerous. People really do that. You could die that way.
Right. Yeah, that
don't put Santa's blood in your butthole.
Everything Swallow Podcast will not recommend you putting alcohol up your butthole, even though we suggested it.
What?
But not for a dollar.
$1.25. Mm-hmm. Dollar store's not $1.25.
We live right across the street from a Family Dollar. And the only reason I can find to go in there is because they sell Hormel tamales in a can. But we haven't made it in.
No, we haven't made it in anywhere.
But we've been to the Taco Bell next to it 35 times.
Probably.
Day or night.
Yeah, probably have been.
That's the number one restaurant.
That is a really busy Taco Bell, though.
But it's, man, they're on point.
They are
They're on consistent.
Point.
They got some good employees in there. They get it right.
Yeah.
They do get it right.
That's funny.
But I'm not.
We've been there so many times, they're knowing who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've eaten more Taco Bell than we've eaten in this house.
Yes, we have.
Since we've owned
We've eaten more Taco Bell in the last year than we've eaten anything else.
That's true. And I have a Taco Belly.
Over it. I am so over it.
Oh, dude, I have a Taco Belly right now.
Yep.
I got a 5-layer burrito butt.
That is funny.
Oh, well.
I don't know, you guys.
We appreciate everyone that's come in and hung out with us today.
We should go and eat breakfast at Becky's.
We should all go and eat breakfast at Becky's one of these Sunday mornings.
We'll have to plan it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as J-Baby gets an employee.
Right, she can go to breakfast.
Yep.
We went last Saturday, two Saturdays. ago. Mm-hmm. I forget. I think it was. Yeah.
No, it would have been a Sunday or a Monday.
No, no, we went before work.
Oh, right. We went early.
Yeah, we went early before work. So that. I'm pretty sure it was a Saturday. And just as awesome as ever. But she came and saw us at the store because we were so busy. So we had to go see her at her store. That's the only time we could visit. Mall opens at 11 on Sundays. Oh, here we go. We can go early.
11 to 5.
Yeah, we can do 9 o'clock. Yeah. Well, no, probably earlier for you because the mall is further.
Yeah, Littleton. It's far.
Yeah.
We'll have to go at 8.
8. 11 to 6.
Ugh. Yeah, 11 to 6, man.
What's
is that mall far from you, J-Baby?
Is it far from us?
No, is it far from her house?
Oh.
I feel like it's not that bad, but I can't remember exactly where her house is.
It's far from her.
Yeah, it is?
She says yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what
I was wondering
how we phrased the question.
What do you mean? It's far from her house. That's a long drive. Like 16 miles?
16 miles is how far our work is from our house. Uh-huh. Is that far?
No.
That's like a bike ride.
Well,
which you won't let me do.
Nope.
You got a short leg.
Man, you were down for a week.
It's 40 minutes, 30 to 45 in minutes, but it's the busiest.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
Oh, it's almost a Boulder. It's Flatirons.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What mall is it? It's Flatirons, right?
Flatirons Mall.
Yeah. So that is far.
Come on.
Yeah.
Read a map.
What is the name of your store, J-Baby?
The Glory Hole.
It's not the Glory Hole.
No, the Glowing Hole.
Nope, not the Glowing Hole. It's not that. That's what you wanted her to name it, and she said no. Yeah, Pussy Posse Field Trip.
The Bright Spot. Glowfo. Oh, I was close.
Glow flow to the glowy hole.
Uh-huh. The glowy hole would have also worked.
Well, Glow Flow Denver.
Glow Flow.
Everyone needs to check it out. Flatirons Mall.
Glow with the flow.
Go in there and say cheers, bitches. Josie's there. She'll know what you're saying. Her employees will have to be introduced.
Glow after it.
Yeah. Sometimes you do glow after it.
Glow after it's done.
Sometimes.
What was that movie
after
where
it under a black light?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. What was that movie with John Ritter where he was wearing the glow in the dark rubber and he's drumming around the room with his boner?
Oh, I remember. I don't know what movie that is. It was great.
I can't remember too.
That was a good one.
In Too Deep. That's what Classy has to say. She's either in Too Deep or her man.
Is that the movie?
Must be the movie. Yeah. She would know. She's got the fastest Google fingers.
She does have the fastest Google fingers.
She has very strong fingers. For some reason. It's very strong.
Very strong fingers. Her wrist strength is impeccable.
Impeccable. Like a lady with strong hands.
That's funny. That's funny.
Well, thank you guys. We will podcast more.
That is so funny.
We'll do this more, and we're gonna have everyone over. And
yeah.
We're gonna do this at our house, and I'm serious. I'm thinking. Worst case, what day is Halloween this year?
I don't know.
We just hand out candy. We all just
have drinks.
Have drinks in the driveway.
Hand out candy.
Monday. It's a Monday night. It's the 31st, Mike. The kid at work.
I do miss Mike and
so,
Jason.
Me too. The kid at work, he's off on Monday, just like us. We're off Sunday, Mondays. And he says to me yesterday, man, it really sucks that the day off on the holiday is the day we already have off. And I was like, yeah, I know. And he's like, I was hoping it would be like on Tuesday or something. And I'm like, it's Labor Day. He's like, yeah, it's probably always on a Monday. I said, yeah, it is. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
It has been way too long since Classy's crashed with a taco pizza.
Oh, podcast with taco pizza.
Yep, we're going to have you over. We're going to do that.
We're not that far.
Nope.
It's just in your mind.
I feel like her new bull lives out here by us.
It's in your mind sometimes.
Maybe you should stay at his house. Come hang out.
Yeah, and have him bring that scaffolding with him because I need to paint the outside of my house. And I have to do that myself now.
That's funny.
I lost my handyman.
Yeah.
But that's all. I don't have any music to end to it. I got jack shit.
Jack shit?
Jack shit.
Jack shit? You don't have our song on your phone?
I have a new phone.
You don't, your music didn't go with it?
I don't know. Oh, no, it didn't.
Oh, man. That's crazy. It's
so crazy.
You don't have it on the computer?
I can't play the computer.
Oh, you're playing.
We're the on the computer.
Right. Everyone sing.
Make yourself comfortable.
Oh man, we do need to get our music. We're so out of practice. Not even funny.
Put on a house coat. And your fluffy shoes. Clothing is optional.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
What a grandma might see.
I love it.
Here we go.
Where do you think it's going?
I don't know where I'm putting it either. But I never do because it's dark. That's what I thought. All right.
We love you all.
We love you, love you, love you. Miss you guys so much.
So much. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight.
Look for podcasts soon.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And remember, go into Littleton Cafe. Eat some breakfast. Go down to Spirit Ways.
That's right. Say hello to Lais and the group down there. Get a reading.
Get a reading. Absolutely.
And live life to the fullest.
Stay tuned for more to come.
Find things that make you happy and center you and ground you.
Yes.
And keep you from pulling out other people's hair.
Yes. You must whip it.
Exactly right. Yes. Remember, we're at Cherry Creek tomorrow.
Cherry Creek tomorrow. If you're a downer, you want to go, hit us up. You know how to find us.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
The microphone.
I don't know.
Shh, I can't still hear
you. I can't
still hear you. That's not... I bet it's like one of those. No, that's a TV player. Maybe it's the same hole you plugged your jacket.
The jack hole?
The jack hole is also the mic hole. Break your model's body. We're serious. Midge, we'll have to go come do some karaoke. Everyone can come do karaoke. We'll crash that place. That brunette bartender hated me. She's like, this one's loud. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't seem super friendly.
No, she was not amused by me at all. I cared not.
That's funny.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.